Hello, parents and friends of Ivy Classical Academy. This week, we'll have a fairly short podcast with no guest, as I want to focus on an important topic in our second part, which is where I'll typically be interviewing a guest. First, just a few updates. April has been another busy month as we prepare to open in August. Our school uniform store is now live on French Toast's website. You can find a link to order uniform items in our May newsletter and on our website. Please remember that French Toast is the sole uniform provider for Ivy Classical Academy. This means that all uniform items except belts, shoes, and socks must be ordered from French Toast. Remember that belts need to be all black and shoes need to be all black or all white, athletic shoes only, no dress shoes. We need athletic shoes because our students engage in PE and recess every day. Finally, socks need to be all white or all black or all navy blue. If you have any questions, please consult the uniform guide on our website. And if you're still unsure, you can email info@ivyclassical.org with your question. Please note that we'll be adding options for plaid jumpers and plaid skirts for the girls later in the fall, when those are available from the manufacturer. We'll post an announcement on our website, as well as on Facebook, and of course in our newsletter, as soon as those items become available. I'm very excited to share that more than 40 new teachers and other faculty members from Ivy Classical Academy will be joining hundreds of new and experienced faculty and staff members from other Hillsdale-affiliated classical schools across the country in June for our new teacher training on Hillsdale College's campus. I'm also very excited to announce that we were recently awarded a $100,000 teacher quality grant from New Schools for Alabama to help us pay for the cost of travel and other needs for that training. We're very grateful to New Schools for Alabama for that grant and to Hillsdale College for the outstanding training they provide to faculty, staff, leadership, and board members at all of their affiliated schools. Throughout April, we've also been working to finalize building plans, including ordering furniture and supplies. We'll need some volunteers to help with moving and putting together furniture sometime in July, and we'll put together a sign-up form for that and post it to our website soon. There will be many more volunteer opportunities in the coming school year, and we're looking for parents and community members who are interested in being leaders in our Parent Service Organization, or PSO. The sign-up form is on our website. Please join if you haven't already done so. And if you're interested in being a part of the PSO leadership team, you have the opportunity to indicate that on the sign-up form. In this episode of the Ivy Classical Education Podcast, rather than interviewing a guest, I'd like to discuss one of the most common questions that parents, community members, and others have about Ivy Classical Academy. And that is, what sort of education we provide? What is classical education? And what makes classical education different from other academic programs? I think the best explanation of classical education, and specifically of American classical education, the kind that we and other Hillsdale-affiliated classical charter schools provide, is found in our school's mission statement, which is to train the minds and improve the hearts of young people through a content-rich classical education in the liberal arts and sciences, with instruction in the principles of moral character and civic virtue. At Ivy Classical Academy, our mission drives everything we do, from guiding our school's culture and curriculum, to the pedagogical choices that our teachers make, to the sorts of field trips, extracurricular, sports, and clubs that we offer. Every member of the staff and faculty of Ivy Classical Academy, as well as all of our students, memorize the mission, and we recite it together at the beginning of each school day after the Pledge of Allegiance. Our school's mission is always front and center at Ivy, and it gives us a great explanation of American classical education, the sort of education that we provide at Ivy Classical Academy. So let's take a look at each aspect of that mission statement in a little more depth. First, there are two wings to the mission of Ivy Classical Academy, to train the minds and to improve the hearts of young people. The first wing, training the minds, refers to the academic aspect of a classical education and all that goes into it. This is why our curriculum is content-rich, meaning that we focus on learning important things, and it's why we focus on the liberal arts, things like history, poetry, and mathematics, and the sciences, the natural and the physical sciences. In classical education, the early years of education, what's commonly called elementary school, is sometimes referred to as the grammar stage. This is because the training of minds, the academic emphasis of a classical education in these early years, puts a strong emphasis on learning the grammar of things, which means the facts and pieces that make up the bigger picture. In reading, this means a strong emphasis on phonics, especially in kindergarten through about second grade, an emphasis on great writing, including explicit grammar instruction starting in third grade. It also means that we memorize the addition and multiplication tables. We spend some time memorizing poetry, filling our minds with beautiful words and images. Students at Ivy Classical Academy will memorize about one poem a month. In subjects like history and science, training the minds in the lower school means helping students to become familiar with the story of the world and how the world around us works. We'll learn about ancient Egypt and Mesopotamia in first grade. We'll learn about the Middle Ages in fourth grade, the American Civil War in fifth grade. We'll also learn about magnets, natural cycles, and the human body. This focus on learning facts and content will help to prepare students for the upper school, where they'll have the opportunity to explore all of these topics in much greater detail and to think about them at a much deeper level. Throughout a classical education, both in the lower school and in the upper school, we'll focus on what has stood the test of time. Great works of art, music, literature, poetry, stories, and ideas that have endured. Rather than changing our curriculum every few years in an attempt to remain relevant, a classical school focuses on what the poet Matthew Arnold once called the best that has been thought and said. These are the tools that we use to train the minds of young people, providing them with the knowledge about themselves and about the world that will help them to be successful wherever they choose to go after graduation. The other wing of the American classical education provided at Ivy is to improve the hearts of young people. We improve young people's hearts through instruction in the principles of moral character and civic virtue. We often think of education as something that primarily is academic. It's about knowledge and skills and all the things that happen in a person's head. But in a classical education, it could be argued that this part of an education, improving the heart, helping young people to become more virtuous, is in fact the more important aspect of an education. We can know all the things in the world, but what's the point if we're not good people that are going to use all of that knowledge well? At Ivy Classical Academy, we've adopted 7 core virtues that we focus our students' attention on when talking about doing what is right and good in how we interact with those around us and the decisions that we make. Prudence, justice, temperance, courage, responsibility, compassion, and perseverance. We'll define these virtues for our students, talk about them each day, and relate them frequently to what we're reading or studying, particularly in subjects like history and English. And I want to point out that it's important that we use the word virtue and not value. Values can change or be different from one person or place to another. Virtue, though, emphasizes that what we're talking about is what is already good, everywhere, for everyone. It is always good to be prudent, or to be courageous, or responsible. The habit of being those things is good, no matter what the situation, and no matter who you are. And that's what we want to emphasize to our students about the virtues, and to provide them with an environment where those virtues are discussed, modeled by the faculty members that they see, and where they're encouraged through a positive school culture to practice and develop those virtues as well. The purpose and distinctiveness of an American classical education is perhaps best exemplified in the last thing that a student has to do in order to graduate from Ivy Classical Academy, and that is their senior thesis. Every Ivy Classical student will spend their final semester of 12th grade working closely with a faculty mentor to write an essay, roughly 10 pages long, providing their answer to the question, "What is the good life?" For their answer to this important question, they'll have to draw on all the things that they've studied and learned at Ivy Classical, from Charlotte's Web in second grade and Pinocchio in first grade, all the way up to Aristotle's Nicomachean Ethics and Moby Dick in 11th grade. Then, they'll present and defend a version of their essay to a panel of faculty members in front of an audience that includes their parents, other students' parents, community members, and their fellow students. This event is the culmination of the education they receive at Ivy Classical Academy. It is our students' opportunity to show what it means to have a well-trained mind and a well-formed heart. In order to accomplish their senior thesis, our students will have to have a great deal of knowledge, be excellent writers, be well-spoken and articulate, thoughtful, and they'll have to possess virtues like perseverance and courage. And that is the kind of young person that an American classical education helps to form, and what sets an American classical education, the kind of education that we provide at Ivy Classical Academy, apart and makes it special.